About 3 years ago, there was a young man among us in the Mentoring Fellowship. His name is Mark. Now, Mark is a very intelligent and hardworking young man. He was a newly hired apprentice in a renowned factory at that time. In the whole factory, there is one person that he respects and admires most. That man is a senior technician. He comes to work only 4 hours every day. However, almost all the workshops call him master, and they consult him with various problems. So Mark hopes that someday he can become a master just like this gentleman. Mark was quick, he learns really fast, and he was very diligent. So during his probation, because his performance was so good, that his supervisor would like to give him more responsibilities by teaching others about his skills, how he can do so well in the assembly. However, Mark believes if a master taught the apprentice, he will be starved to death. So he decided not to share his experiences with his fellow co-workers. On the other hand, Mark thought he was so superior to the rest of them, and he believes he should be promoted very soon. He dreamed about being a supervisor or other position that is in charge. He believes that man goes up high and the water flows downwards. However, at the end of his probation, he was appointed to a beginner's position in another workshop. Now, Mark began to be angry and grew bitter and bitter. In the end, he chose to submit his 2-week resign notice. It is written that one does not presume to take this honor. Obviously, Mark does not understand it at all. In our ordinary human life, the desire to be wiser and better and more influential for good than we are is to be commended. But the desire to have more power and honor than our fellow is bad. In today's gospel, we also heard a similar story of self-promoting request from James and John. In the parallel gospel of St. Matthew, we learned that the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons asked the same question. Grant us to sit one at your right hand and one at your left in your glory. So who is this woman, the mother of Zebedee's sons? Salome was the wife of Zebedee. She was also the sister of Mary, the mother of Jesus. So Salome, she was actually Jesus' aunt. And her sons, James and John, they were Jesus' cousins. Therefore, it is quite natural that she thought she and her sons will have some privilege of Jesus' kingdom. Not to mention the fact, James and John, they were the first disciples who decided to follow Jesus. So we heard from today's gospel that both her sons, James and John, the two of the Jesus' most intimate friends, along with Peter, the inner circle, they also joined with their mother with this particular petition. However, it is in this kind of response, in this kind of selfish and thoughtless request, Jesus gave out one of his profoundest teachings that revealed the Savior's mission. Jesus gave his command that whoever wishes to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. And then Jesus further gave out the reason. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Jesus lived out his life for this testimony, didn't he? For the past few years, each Monday, Thursday evening service at the cathedral, during the liturgy, there are several Mandarin baptism candidates. They are the representatives for the baptism candidates. They would get their foot washed by our archbishop. Now, let me ask you one question. I believe the answer is not hard. Who is the first or the greatest in the Diocese of Toronto? Archbishop. My next question, who is the last or the smallest? Those baptism candidates who will be baptized as the new members of our church body. So, during the liturgy, not only reminds us Jesus' teaching here in today's gospel, but it also reminds us Jesus' physical deeds at the night of Last Supper. Who did Jesus serve? Jesus said, whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave of all. It is all. Indeed, Jesus even washed the feet of Judas Iscariot, who he was fully aware of his later betrayal in the night. Serve all. It is hard to serve each other, not to mention to serve our enemies. But Jesus said, to serve all. My dearest brothers and sisters, when we are of our own flesh, we are tempted to self-promote ourselves. We are just ordinary peoples. We are mortals. Just as the 10 disciples, they began to be angry with James and John. I believe Mark's colleagues, they were angry with Mark as well, because he wouldn't teach them. And he would show them all how much better he was. It seems by self-promoting, the more we try, the worse we become. The more we try, the more people hate us. While Jesus teaches us the way totally contracts our way, Jesus showed us how he gives his life a ransom for many. That is his way, the Savior's way, the Savior's mission to accomplish his goal, his mission. Indeed, we are just like Mark. We are just like James and John. We don't know what we are asking, and we certainly don't know the means how to get we hope we can get for. Whether it is a promotion, a leader's position, or even our salvation. One does not presume to take this honor, but takes it only when called by God. We cannot humble ourselves to serve others like a slave. Really, we cannot. It is only by the power and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit that we can understand and follow Jesus' teaching and example. When we see the Archbishop just take off his glorious robe and wearing a servant robe and have the tower in hand, the liturgy not only speaks to us, but shows us the Spirit of God. Am I willing? It is hard, really. Are you willing? It is hard. I like to share some information. I think it is very in time and interesting. You know, our new Bishop of Toronto, his last name is Asbill. Now, he has his Chinese name. And his name is called An Shibi. Of course, the pronunciation is similar to his last name, but the meaning of this name comes from today's gospel. Shi means to serve. Bi means you. So his name means to serve, not to be served. And today, our new bishop will be at All Saints in Markham, a Cantonese-speaking parish, and he will gladly to explain his Chinese name. And I think this name is very good for our new bishop, who is the first and the greatest in our diocese. To serve, not to be served. My brothers and sisters, let us serve each other with a willing heart, with a pleasant heart. By God's help, let us serve all, even though we don't know them. Let us serve all, even though we don't like them. Let us serve all, even though they are our enemies. This is God's way. So help us. In Jesus' name, amen.